This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, keeping you abreast as to what's taking place in your country and going back to what matters so you don't fail to remember. Folks, I'm going to highlight an article, Forefathers Face Off with Modern Politicians. Americans, the Second Amendment is a God-given right, not a privilege. I'm saying that for the very purpose that yesterday's show, I had highlighted the fact that I will get emails from people, I'll get phone calls, I'll get messages, so on and so forth. I want to share with you some response and showing you that biblically illiterate in the United States of America, constitutionally illiterate individuals, they will not get on the radio and give out their 2 cents, friends, because they don't have 2 cents to give. The problem that we're having on this radio program for people that want to debate is there's nothing to debate because we're giving you facts. We're not giving you our opinions. But I want to show you again how they counter the message with nothing behind them. I'll get to that hopefully at the half hour mark. Before I do, I want to also keep you abreast as to what's going on with this whole alleged shooting, this Florida school shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. And I just want to show you, friends, what is happening. And again, listen to the narrative. I'm going to play some audio for you really quick. And again, I want you to listen carefully because what they do now, friends, the state-controlled media has you outside of the building, not inside of the building. Listen carefully.
Surveillance video from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shows how a sheriff's deputy failed to go after the gunman in last month's deadly shooting. Scott Peterson, who was assigned to the school, is seen staying outside while the gunman killed 17 people. Adriana Diaz is at the school in Parkland, Florida. Adriana, good morning.
Good morning. The sheriff's office released 27 minutes of surveillance videos that came from 4 cameras of the roughly 70 security cameras here at the school. They didn't release any videos that showed the shooter, just the ones that focused on what Scott Peterson did as chaos.
Okay, so what they did, friends, instead of releasing the video of the shooter and this alleged shooting that took place at Parkland High School in Florida, they want to divert your attention off of what took place allegedly inside of the school, and now they want to take you outside to get your attention off of what matters, friends. They want to have you focus upon what they want you to focus upon. They want to put your attention on the things that they want your attention upon, friends. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, if you were paying attention, they highlighted the fact that there were 17 people that were killed in that school shooting. Okay? Which there is still not a shred of evidence for, by the way, friends. Okay? Number one. Number two is this. Also keep in mind, she said that there was 4 cameras that were highlighting this police officer that stood around and did nothing, but it didn't show you one of the 70 cameras revealing to you who the shooter was and what the shooter did inside of that school. Let's go to the next video that the state-controlled media and the CIA-controlled media would have you see. This is number two, and what this one is, friends, this is allegedly the Florida school shooting survivor says arming teachers is absolutely stupid. Yes, she really said it. Listen carefully.
We have a deeper look this morning at a young generation's push for change following the deadly school attack in Parkland, Florida. Students from more than 3,000 schools walked out of class this week to protest gun violence after last month's massacre. The survivors of the Stoneman Douglas attack are now the faces of a national movement. For Sunday's 60 Minutes, Sharon Alfonsi spoke with some of those at the forefront, including 18-year-old Emma Gonzalez and her mom, Beth.
What do you think about this idea of arming teachers?
It's stupid.
Why?
First of all, they have Douglas ran out of paper for like 2 weeks in the school year, and now all of a sudden they have $400 million to pay for teachers to get trained to arm themselves? Really? Really? If you're a teacher and you have a gun, do you keep it in a lockbox or do you carry it on your person? If the teacher dies, and a student who's a good student is able to get the gun, are they now held responsible to shoot the student who's come into the door? I'm not happy with that.
Where's the one with the good hand?
Emma's mother, Beth.
Can you even believe what she just said? I think arming teachers to protect the students is absolutely ridiculous. And then comes her irrationality. If the teacher gets shot, is a student that comes over, is he supposed to pick up the gun and defend, is what she's saying? Why, of course. Friends, they used to teach courses in schools all across America concerning gun safety. What is happening? I want to remind you, too, friends, that we're not talking about the fact that we're dealing with Barack Hussein Obama anymore. This push for change is still going on, regardless of who sits in the People's White House, just so you know. Also keep in mind, this was CBS News in 60 Minutes. They also had another student on there that was a part of one of the survivors of this alleged school shooting in Parkland, just so you know. And when this individual was asked about, you know, are you for arming teachers? Are you armed? Do your parents have guns? They asked the question blatantly, friends, how many of you in this room have guns at home? Well, on cue, they're being coached, no question. David Hogg was busted being coached over and over and over again. This student knew exactly what to say because he was coached as well. He said, we have a gun at home too, but you know, what's right about this and what's wrong about this is there's certain guns that you can use to defend yourself. And then there's other guns that you use for war. Now, where would he have gotten a thought like that? Well, let me tell you this. Keep in mind, the very purpose of the Second Amendment is not for deers. It's in case your government ever turns tyrannical on you. And why is it that your government, which is an extension of we the people, can have it for themselves to protect themselves and to take your children and put them in some third world country and some unconstitutional war, and then once they're done fighting the wars for them unconstitutionally, they come back and it's the same politicians attempting to disarm them once they get back. America, you need to think about what's going on here. Another thing you didn't hear about from CBS or 60 News was the fact that this student-led protest was CIA-controlled, first and foremost, in cahoots with teachers across the country. Also keep in mind, friends, the Second Amendment supporter students, how come they didn't get one word of support from the state-controlled media? Because they don't want you to know that there is way more that are in support of the Second Amendment than those that are not.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Package into the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to jump online with us, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to highlight a letter that I just received this morning from a constitutional and a biblically illiterate individual. And I told you it was coming, folks, because I get them all the time. They want to attack me off air, but they don't want to jump on air. The reason being is because they're so used to debating away the very freedoms that men fought blood and died to give us. Well, on this show, there's nothing to debate because I'm just using facts. Every step of the way. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. I'm highlighting right now, friends, the first audio that we played for you, it's a video for me. They're highlighting a sheriff deputy who never confronted a school shooter that allegedly took place there in Parkland. So what they do is they have now the American people looking outside of the building rather than at the footage of the alleged shooter on the inside of the building. When we receive it, it's going to put everything to rest. But until that point, I'm not going to stop because, friends, we're still looking for the 17 obituaries concerning those 17 people that were allegedly killed there in Florida. We're waiting to see the obituaries. We're waiting to see the audio and the video, friends. And for some reason or another, the judge there in that particular area, that county, he was advised not to release the video to the American people. And it's also interesting to note, friends, too, that the Florida school gunman, Nicholas Cruz, for some reason or another, he's coming forward pleading not guilty. Huh. It's interesting how that works. But going back to, folks, what I'm highlighting right now, how these students are being coached. A little too bubbly for being inside of a school shooting less than a month ago. And notice the words that they were using to CBS was a national movement. A national movement, America, has been started by George Soros-funded outlets and individuals and organizations without a bit of evidence of a school shooting. I want you to think about that for a moment. Do you remember I played some audio for you about 3 weeks ago of a young man, a couple young men that were inside of Columbine High School on April 20th, 1999. And both of them saw more than two shooters. One said three and another one said four. And I also shared with you, America, that there was over 100 students inside of that school during that shooting, which nobody can deny, that said that they could identify more than two shooters. 40 of them said that they could actually identify the person by name. And for some reason or another, that information has never been given to us, the American people. Nope, the American people drank it. They let them seal it, the lie and the propaganda, as they continuously on another day aim for your gun rights, literally. It's also interesting to note, friends, that, you know, when we just played this audio for you concerning this young lady that was a part of this, she sits there next to David Hoggs, by the way. And they're the two little darlings that have been christened by the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media. And it's interesting, folks, to note how bubbly and happy she is. It's really interesting. And how the right things come out of her mouth, but she doesn't realize that she's speaking out of the mouth of those that mean to disarm her and we, the people in this country, which just is not going to happen on my clock. And hopefully millions and millions and millions across this country are saying the same things, when in fact I can already see that statistically that there's 270 million guns in this country out of a population of 325.7 million people in this country. See, they're having a problem, America, and that's why they want to keep you outside of the building, and that's why I played the audio. But again, listen to the talking points. Again, the first thing they say, America, is the 17 people that were killed. They want to keep reinforcing that, okay, without any evidence whatsoever. It's the same thing of that in Las Vegas, folks. No video. Where's the video released? There was video. You know, it's interesting, right after the shooting that took place there in Las Vegas, an individual, I believe he gave helicopter rides, flew his helicopter over the field where the audience actually partied it up during that concert. And he posted the question mark, where's the blood? And there's so much evidence in the contrary concerning the state-controlled narrative. And how many times have their narrative been changed, America? And it's happening over here in Parkland as well. You know, another thing to think about, out of the 3,000 students that were inside of that school, by the way, if this is the first time listening, keep in mind, these students had three drills that day. Three drills. The third drill, the police told them they were going to shoot off blanks, and they wanted the students to act in such a fashion as if this is a real case scenario. Okay, and mysteriously and immaculately, the timing of Nicholas Cruz comes out of nowhere. And the eyewitnesses were the big problem there, too, because when Nicholas showed up, he didn't have that tactical armor on that one eyewitness seen, namely a teacher. She thought he was a police officer. And it's interesting, I'm online right now, friends, and I cannot find any of the eyewitnesses and the ear witnesses that speak contrary to that of Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. Not a one. Not a one. But everything I see, folks, falls right in line with their narrative, and it's going one way. If that does not scare you, America, into obeying the Lord God of Israel to do the right thing, then I can do nothing for you. Friends, out of the 3,000 students, the 3,000 students during that alleged school shooting, not a one of them was filming anything from their phones? That's got to be a first. You're going to put 25 kids in that school, I would have still said the same thing. Everybody uses their phone to film. Why not in this case scenario? I'm curious. Folks, you want to play stupid, you play stupid. But I want to tell you, on the heels of stupidity, you're going to be disarmed sooner or later if you don't stand up. Now, let me go back to this useful idiot, this young girl that sits next to David Hoggs, who, again, has been busted time and time again being coached. And, again, keep in mind, you can't find it online, though there are those that recorded it, and thank God they did. But she said it would be stupid to arm the teachers. Folks, can you make that up? Can you make that up? I mean, this sounds like the United Nations. When you go to New York, you can see the little handgun. And the snub of the barrel is tied in a knot. But it's interesting, when you go inside of the United Nations building, they have armed security there. See, they're giving you this double message. And this all comes on the heels of provoking and refusing to take instruction from the Word of God. It's confusion to your face to provoke the Lord God. That's just scripture, friends. That's just how it goes. Isn't it also interesting that you never hear of shootings in the White House? Have you ever been there before? Oh, folks, security detail is second to none. You ever notice you never see shootings in the Senate or in our representative buildings, the representative's buildings? How come you never see shootings there? You know, I want to tell you where you see the shootings. You see them in schools, gun-free zones. Or what you can do is you can also go to our military bases. Now, just to show you how ignorant the American people have become, do you remember on ...2009, 13 people are killed and more than 30 others are wounded, nearly all of them unarmed soldiers on a base. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is how stupid the American people have become. Our military bases and our military at Fort Hood in Central Texas, of all places, 13 people are killed and more than 30 others are wounded, nearly all of them unarmed soldiers, when a U.S. Army officer goes on a shooting rampage at Fort Hood in Central Texas. Remember, this was done by a Muslim, Major Nidal Malik Hassan, an Army psychiatrist. And do you remember Barack Hussein Obama came in and set the temperature for the American people? And he said this is workplace violence. Do you remember that? I hope you do. Because, again, you can't make this stuff up. Do you remember the military recruiting base where they were slaughtered? Four Marines were killed in Tennessee. And do you remember that in that recruiting, their little recruiting shop there in Tennessee? Do you remember it was another Muslim? Four Marines killed. Do you remember this? And do you remember that they were all unarmed too? Boy, it's amazing how this works. Who is trying to disarm we the people and subject us to those that mean to harm us with arms? Again, America, I just want you to think, because I ain't drinking the Kool-Aid, period. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back on the other side. I just want you to think, folks, in the contrary, good police know the mind of criminals, and so should we. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules, as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, my objective more than anything here, friends, is to get people to think, because they're not thinking. They've already got you over to a bomber over in Texas now. And how many times have we seen black ops? How many times have we seen false flags on how many of these situations that have taken place? And what they do is they keep jumping to another one, to another one, to another one. Well, it's like, wait a second. We're not satisfied with what you've given us off the first one. And here it is 20 years later and we have another issue. And we're seeing all the same earmarks as we did back in the 1990s. Come on, America, we gotta stop and think about what's going on here. Now, one of the things that I want to do here real quick is I want you to listen to this carefully, because this is what's happening, and I want you to take that, which I'm gonna give you, and I want you to bring it up to the present. For Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory. To show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin is Sodom, just like we see today in America. And they hid it not. Woe unto them. That is equivalent to damning them. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Say ye to the righteous, it shall be well for them. And with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. But woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with them, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. Okay? Now I'm on Isaiah 3, verse 12. Listen carefully. As for my people, children are their oppressors. And it's exactly what we're beginning to see across this country. The children will become the oppressors, friends. They'll become the oppressors. And the women shall rule over them. And the Lord says, O my people, they which lead thee, cause thee to err, and destroy the way of thy paths. And the Lord standeth up to plead and to standeth to judge the people. And the Bible says that the Lord will enter into judgment with that people. Now, again, you have to take that and you have to parallel that with the highlights that I gave you during the first and the second segments. And as promised, we're at the half-hour mark right now. And by the way, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook is Bradley Dean. Twitter is BradleyDean1. If you'd like to check us out on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. It will pop up there for you. Hundreds of videos for you to apply to today's living in every aspect of your life. Also, if you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And I have to say that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, let's take this over to the next topic. Forefathers face off with modern politicians, Americans. The Second Amendment is a God-given right, not a privilege. Just so you understand that. Those that believe that the rights that we have come from the state, you need to understand that you have an evolutionary view of government. Let me just coin his phrase. John F. Kennedy said, "Think not that your rights come from the state." He said they come not from the state, but from the hand of God. And when you begin to get that mumbo jumbo going on, where everything is becoming miscabobulated in thoughts and in deed and in action, might I add, concerning what we're seeing out there, it would be good for you to understand that our rights come from God, and the rights that we receive from God, power to the government comes from we the people. And quite often I recite the Declaration of Independence that those that work for we the people, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Okay? Just so you know that. That's the presupposition here. Samuel Adams, Massachusetts ratifying convention said in 1788, listen carefully, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms." It shall never be construed. Why is there debate? Why is there talk of an amendment or of a change concerning our Second Amendment rights that have been given unto us? See, this is where it stops people in their foot tracks. There's nothing to talk about. Bradley's going to stick to the word, and he's going to stick to the Constitution. There's no sense in calling him and arguing with him about it. No. There is nothing to argue about, because as the word of God, you need to understand that if he said it, that settles it. There's nothing to talk about. And like the word of God, going over to the Constitution in a moment, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, period. Okay? And when you bring it over to the Constitution, the only argument against the Constitution are those that are working to tear it away. In an attempt to tear it down and recreate it in their own ungodly, revised images. And that just ain't going to happen as long as we're willing to fight the good fight of faith. Period. Okay? Now, I highlighted this article, "Forefathers Face Off with Modern Politicians." I'm on over 40 outlets across the United States of America. With that said, I get an email this morning, just like I told you it was going to happen, folks, because I get them every day. These are people that don't want to call in, but they want to throw their 2 cents at me, okay? This one came at 8:58 this morning. This one said, "Dear Mr. Dean, when you are invoking the word of God, you might want to be clear on which God you are referring to. For nothing you say in this article is true concerning the one and only true and living God of the Bible canon alone." She's already jumbled up in thought. She goes on, "You must be referring to the God of deism or some other so-called God." Deists are those that believe that God's there, but he doesn't interfere with the affairs of men. She goes on, "You either know or should know of who God you are referring to is," she said, "as well as I do, the God of the so-called natural law, not the God of the Bible, canon alone." Okay? "You know this as well as I do. Pretty much everything you say about your God is clearly contrary to the Bible, canon alone. You must know this." Folks, it sounds like she's got a little bit of truth, and what she's doing is she's trying to take that little bit of truth and lead a conversation without having the whole of it. Okay? She said, you must know, for the Bible is spiritually discerned, she said. By the wisdom of this world or any nation's fathers, you will not know God. All this can be found in the Bible canon alone. This is made clear by the God of the Bible from Genesis to Revelations. Even his people Israel were guilty of the same things and were severely punished until they repented of their rebellion and lack of obedience to God. Okay? In part true. Dear Mr. Dean, in the future, please do not invoke the generic name for God as though you believe in God of the Bible, canon alone, when you are by your very words, you deny him. I pray you begin to really and truly read God's word and seek the spiritual understanding only a born-again believer led of the Spirit of God can be led to know. Again, Mr. Dean, all of this is clearly revealed in the Bible canon alone. So, I'm right. Folks, she's got a little bit of truth. That's all she's got. And so she wants to take that little truth, and she wants to condemn everything, even out of context, concerning the Word of God. And that's exactly what she's doing. This is why they don't call in. Now, I'm going to take it a step further in just a moment. And no amount of liberty, freedom in this life can compare to the freedom in Christ Jesus. Who gives the freedom? Read John 8:36, okay? How about ministering the truth in love instead? Oh, love is contrary to the truth, apparently. And keep in mind, Jesus said that this is my commandment. I'm saying this, John 15. This is my commandment that you love one another. And if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Jesus said that in John 15. So Jesus was hated for his love. Yeah. And if you go back to King David in Psalm 109, he said that he was hated for his love. So wait a second, what's going on? So the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, he must not come to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. By the way, I'm on Romans 5 and also John 16, verse 8. No, see, folks, these are those that have not the Spirit. And you can hear in her letter that that is exactly the problem that she's having. If you think for one moment that Jesus came into the world, friends, to tell the world that everything is okay, you have to be reading a different Bible than me. And if that's what I'm being accused of, then so be it. Because what she is saying is contrary to the Word of God through the Spirit. Because remember that the Bible tells us that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. She doesn't have the Spirit to give her life to hear or see. Instead of Americana, Christianity, I pray you begin to seek God by His Spirit in the name of Jesus the Christ. All of the Bible canon alone. To lead you in all truth as the Bible reveals. Not as you desire Him to be so you can misrepresent Him to the world. Maybe you know the truth for He. If He sets you free, you are free indeed and overcome this world, the devil's sin, and your flesh. Your sin, and then we are free to serve the one and only true and living God in this way. Now, also keep in mind, friends, if you bring this into the equation here, who was it that was responsible for crucifying the Christ? Was it the religious hypocrites of the day that said, crucify him, crucify him, we have no king but King Caesar? Why, yes it was. And it's interesting to note that since I became a Christian 20-some years ago, and I began to go out there and actually practice what the Word preaches, being a doer of the Word and not hearer only. It's interesting because when I was doing everything I shouldn't have been doing before God, it's interesting that nobody had a problem with me until I started to do what the Word commands. Matter of fact, out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools that we've done across this country, you know who our opposition has been, friends? The professed church. And it's interesting that the professed church takes on the indoctrinations of the likes of the ACLU and other communist organizations, but when it comes to the obedience to the word, that's completely foreign to them. Now, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you a little bit more, and then I'm going to go back to my letter, and I'm going to show you exactly what she doesn't want you to hear, or what she doesn't hear, forgive me. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, highlighting a letter from a very confused, biblically illiterate individual. And by the way, it's interesting to note, and I'm going to highlight just a little bit more, but it's interesting to note that I did respond to her and I said, "Are you really that ignorant?" Now, the reason I said that is because she came off in insincerity, disingenuous. She came off just attacking, and that's totally fine. But if you're sincere and you're attacking, that's cool. That's cool with me. But if you're going to be disingenuous, you're going to be fake with me, you're going to try to put words into my mouth, listen, folks, you're going to get it. And, of course, she's not going to jump on the radio because she doesn't want anybody else to hear her lack of understanding. And here's a perfect exhibition for you as I'm highlighting her letter right now. I said to her, "Are you really that ignorant?" And then she came back and she said, of course, "By your response, my email stands as worded concerning your article. Clearly, you don't know God or His Word. Maybe you repent and be reconciled to God and Jesus Christ Himself." Folks, some of these people just get loopy. Keep in mind, Jesus was delivering those that were possessed of devils inside of the synagogues, right? And also keep in mind, if you remember Gennesaret, do you remember when the man that was walking around the tombs that night in the book of Mark? Isn't it interesting that he ran to Jesus and he began to worship Jesus? And the devil said to Jesus, "What have we to do with thee? You come to torment us before the time." And Jesus said, "Who are you?" He said, "My name is Legion. There are many." Remember this? Folks, the church is filled with these people. The church in America is filled with unrepentant individuals. And it's interesting, they call themselves saved, but they never repented. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Read it when you get a moment. So when I said to her, in response is I said that I do a national radio show and would like for you to call and confront me on this format if you'd like. And I gave her the number and I told her the time. Okay? And this is what she said to me in response. She said, I will be happy to after I have done my due diligence and research. Well, you should have done that before you sent me one of your letters, your columns, or whatever, your mess. And she said, when I've blocked off some free time, hopefully soon. And then she goes and says, thanks and talk with you soon in love, in Christ. It's like, we're not adjoined here. We're not in this together, sister, just so you know. How many people today in this country are preaching from the pulpits and they have no idea who the Holy Ghost is? And it's interesting, the Holy Ghost was given unto those that obey. Put 4 and 5 chapter from the book of Acts in context. Read them together. Remember when John and Peter were talking to the religious hypocrites of the day? And the Bible says that they noticed that John and Peter were unlearned and ignorant men, but perceived that they were with Jesus. And it's also interesting to note that Jesus chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. Put that into context. The Holy Ghost, when he's on a man, you're a different person. You're not the same guy. Okay? But these people, they seem to have all the answers, and yet they sit back and tell everybody what they're supposed to do, but they do it not. And it reminds me of Matthew 23, where Jesus rebuked the religious hypocrites of the day, along with the lawyers, to the core, and he woed them. And the first thing he said in Matthew 23, verse 3 is, they bid you to do, but they themselves do it not. That's exactly right. And keep in mind as well, friends, King David had more of an understanding than his teachers. Why? Because he kept the testimonies of the Lord. When you're in school with the cross on your back, I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost will illuminate and he'll give revelation to those that are willing to love the Lord a lot more than just giving him lip service. And there is the big distinction. Now, I want to jump over to this article that she was talking about. It was called Forefathers Face Off with Modern Politicians. And then I said, Americans, the Second Amendment is a God-given right, not a privilege. It is. It totally is. And over throughout my article, I'll highlight scriptures. For example, I highlighted this. Based off of some tragedy or massacre, which in many cases are induced false flags, events, conspired black ops, then I put right next to that Jeremiah 11:9. One must understand the methods and the language of their enemies. And by the way, I use scripture all the time. And friends, you need to understand, I'm not like looking this up while I'm on the radio. It's just how it comes to me. It's ready to go. Okay? It comes to my mind in remembrance, and I shoot it off, and I know I'm right because the Holy Ghost is giving me confirmation that he's right. That's how it works. He's the one that gave me the inspiration, not me. Just like Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the Bible, he said, I know nothing by myself. Hello. I got my hand raised. But when I put conspired black ops, I put Jeremiah 11:9 there. So what does that have to do with anything, Bradley? Well, when you go to Jeremiah 11:9 and you take the time to read it and put it in context with my letter, you'll totally understand. For example, conspired black ops, Jeremiah 11:9, in parentheses, right? Going over to Jeremiah 11:9, it states, and the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In other words, these tragedies and massacres that are taking place, friends, they're false flags. They're conspired. And that's exactly what the Lord told us in the book of Jeremiah, through Jeremiah, that there's a conspiracy found among you. And if you read all the way up from Jeremiah 1 to Jeremiah 11, you'll see that he was constantly showing the children of Israel their sins and their reasons to repent, along with the mercy and heart of God to repent and why they should repent. But because they didn't listen, a conspiracy was found among them. Conspiracies take place off the heels of a disobedient people. It couldn't work for an obedient people. If people in this country are obedient to God, conspirators wouldn't have a chance in H-E double hockey sticks, literally, friends. Okay? Then I go on to the next one. I highlight another part of my article. I'm giving facts from our forefathers. Thomas Jefferson letter to James Madison, January 30th, 1787. And then I give the quotes because I, again, want to give you facts, not my opinions. Then I start to talk about Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, where it tells the people in this country that you have an obligation and a duty to deal with corrupt politicians within by impeaching them. And then after impeachment, indict them. You can also read Article 3, Section 3, okay? Then I go on, and then I said, you must fight for your God-given rights. And then I take you over to Deuteronomy 1:8, and then James 2:14 through 26. And when you take the time to not just read what I wrote, and you take the time to search out scriptures, you're going to see what my presupposition is and what my whole conversation is based off of, because without the Word of God, it's as wind. Friends, it's as clouds without rain. There's nothing to it. And it also tells us in the book of John chapter 3 that whom the Lord sends speaketh forth his word. And that's what I want. I want you to have the word. See, I can't give what I ain't got. And yes, ain't is in my dictionary. But if I got it, I want you to have it. And then I talked about it's a difference between a free people and an enslaved people. There are no in-betweens. And then I put Luke 11:2. Okay? And then I talked about disarming the people and what our forefathers said about it in June 14, 1788. Another quote from George Mason. And then I go on and on and on and on, giving quotes from our forefathers concerning gun ownership. Okay? From the first president to the signers of the Constitution to the signers of the Declaration of Independence. I don't care if it was the Articles of Confederation or whatever the case might be, or the signers of the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights, folks, they were all in it together. Okay? Watching another documentary on John Adams and our forefathers even now as we speak. And then I go on and I go on and I go on throughout my letter giving quotations from our forefathers, giving none of my opinion. And the only thing I'm doing is going off the information given to me and giving, I'm giving articles of the Constitution to ally itself and to align itself with what they're saying. So you can understand that we have God-given rights. And furthermore, I ended it with the beauty of the Second Amendment is that it will not be needed until they try to take it. And that's exactly right. That's been accredited to Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America. But yet I get these letters from people that have no idea what they're talking about, and they want to sit there and they try to belittle you, and they want to attack you. And by the way, my whole reason for being on national radio, friends, I want you to know that it wasn't my idea. And those are the best ones. They really are. I had a Navy SEAL come up to me at a tea party in San Diego a couple weeks ago and say, listen, I'm just doing this because it needs to be done. I said, you're the best kind. I said, the people that want to be there, that's the problem. They want to be there. And it was Mariah Woodworth Eder that rightly said, those that want to be in the pulpit, she was a preacher in the 1900s. She said, those that want to be in the pulpit, they're called of the devil. She's exactly right, because that's the will of the flesh, not the will of the spirit. Here's the will of the spirit. Those that don't want to be there, they're called of God. And they do it because they love God, period, with their actions. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do, friends. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. I hope you enjoyed today. Because I understood everything I said. Anyways.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.